Ayatollah Muhammad Baqir al-Sadr was born in 1953 in Al-Kazimah in Baghdad. His father, Sayyid Haydar al-Sadr, was very dignified. He was a well-respected high-ranking Islamic scholar and also a pioneer of research and jurisprudence. His grandfather, Sayyid Ismail al-Sadr, was the leader of the world's Shia. He was an experienced scholar in jurisprudence with a pious and virtuous character. His mother was the daughter of the late Ayatollah Sheikh Abdul Hussein al-Yassin, who was a great Shiite cleric. After the death of his dear father, he lived with his mother and his elder brother. The signs of genius and intelligence were evident in his behavior and the type of perspective he had since his early childhood. His intelligence stunned and was beyond his professors and classmates. Thus, the majority of his courses in jurisprudence he studied on his own without any professor. He started to learn logic at the age of 11, and during the same year he wrote his first book on logic, in which he pointed out some mistakes in the books of logic and defended his reasoning. While he was 12, he started to learn Al-Ma'alim al-Usul from his brother Ismail. He always pointed out mistakes in the author's perspectives, and then his brother told him these are the problems which had been mentioned by the famous author of Kifayatul Usul. At the age of 12, he was the student of one of the most famous scholars, Ayatollah Sheikh Muhammad Reza al-Yassin and Ayatollah Abul Qasim Khoi. At the age of 17, he achieved the level of ijtihad and managed to write and teach many philosophical and scientific books, which would later be taught at the most famous universities in the West. He taught many students in the first years of teaching at the Hawza, including Ayatollah Mahmud Hashemi Shahudi, Kazem al-Ha'eri, and Ayatollah Muhammad Baqir al-Hakim. Immediately after the Islamic Revolution of Iran, he expressed his absolute support of the revolution and Imam Khomeini, which was itself a historical event and the exact symbol of sacrifice and devotion. Muhammad Baqir al-Sadr deeply believed in the necessity of establishing a stable Islamic state. He believed in having a state which follows the commands of God. One system which reflects how bright Islam is and shows how it can be established as a role model for all. Muhammad Baqir al-Sadr has expressed his theories in his books, including Our Philosophy, Islamic Economics, and Islamic Banking, which are certainly some of the best known works in the Islamic world. After 10 months under house arrest in Najaf, he was arrested along with his sister by Saddam's Ba'athist security forces and sent to Baghdad. The electricity in Najaf was cut intentionally. 3 days later, the corpses of these two martyrs were returned. Muhammad Baqir al-Sadr, the genius and philosopher of the Islamic world, and his sister had been martyred in a horrible way.